Well, we're at the 2018 Simply Folk Shindig here with Joseph Huber and his band. Let's welcome Joseph tonight.
All right. How are we doing, Dan?
We're glad you guys are here. Joseph, why don't you introduce your bandmates here?
Certainly. We got Mr. Jason Lovall playing the fiddle for you right here. Give him a little something. There we go.
Yeah.
And Mr. Eston Bennett on the upright bass.
All right, welcome, guys. And we're glad you're here tonight. Why don't you get us started off with a song?
Certainly. This is a Lonely Traveling song I wrote before I was playing with these guys, and they were lending their talents to these tunes here. This one's called Diminished Things.
Down the North Central Plains, shaky hands holding the reins. Sunlight's implied, but dark soul it remains. Well, me, I'm headed south. Blue and black stitched sky and sand. Wind swept hard in a wind swept land. Where the wheel's the only one to take my hand and carry me around, holding all that love. I got a letter from a friend, said I'd never let no one in. Like a heart with a veteran sentry guarding it. No, it never makes a sound, holding all that lonely down. Will I be alright? I swear to sometimes seems a lot to bear. What with all this rolling round, holding all that lonely down. Much less understand. They just pass like grotesque masks in a second hand. I keep my eyes to the ground. And I met a girl down in Hot Springs. I said, I don't do that kind of thing. Said, boy, don't confuse a friend with a flame. We're both just new in town, holding all that lonely down. Will you be all right? Take care and hide it in a song. Another town, holding all that lonely down. Well, you can cry out if you want to. You can make the midnight ring from the hollows that haunt you. You can find most anything like the right words to sing. wonder cold, diminished things that feed on your heart. While your voice cuts through the dark, why letting all know the bound silence ain't the only sound. Of holding all that lonely down.
Thank you.
That was great. Thank you, Joseph.
How's that for starting the party off?
That's a great way to start it. Yeah. So you guys just came out with your fourth studio album,
yep.
The Suffering yep. Stage just came out. And on your website, you said that was a shift in production and writing styles. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Well, it was the first time that I made the full transition to the full drum set, which the folkies didn't take kindly to, but a lot of people liked it. So, yeah.
Well, I noticed tonight you got the suitcase drum there.
Yes,
you got the suitcase drum tonight. That's cool. That works.
It's toned down. You know, it works with this sort of acoustic set. You can get away with it without having this pounding kick drum in everyone's face. So
it sounds good. So in your earlier stuff, and I know that now that song that you just did. Mm-hmm. What was the title of that again?
Diminished Things.
And what album was that on?
That is the latest one.
It's on the latest one too. Yeah. Okay. Because I noticed in the earlier albums that you had, and I'm thinking about in particular Tongues of Fire, there's a little bit more of an optimistic view of things, kind of a grab life while you can mentality. Mm-hmm. But on the Suffering Stage, a little difference in tone. Why the shift with that?
I don't think it's necessarily a shift. I just go back and forth between either wanting to express myself in a way that's like catering to, like, I'm really am down, and I'm usually a person who's has those sort of feelings inside of him on a regular basis.
Sure.
Kind of an introvert who deals with depression and certain things like that. Mm-hmm. So Tongues of Fire is like, you know, it's an optimistic song, but it's also one of those ones I'm actually convincing myself to let loose.
Okay.
For a second, you know.
Sure.
I'm writing a song that's expressing, and the other one is convincing me. Yeah. Knock it off and have a good time.
So that's got to be, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I know a lot of performers are introverts. So how do you make that shift from that's sort of your natural way of being into performing in front of all these people?
Kind of the same way that I can play all these things at the same time. You just keep doing it over and over, and then after a while, you hopefully don't have to think about it anymore. So
pure repetition.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you find yourself sort of gearing down after a show? You kind of sort of be by yourself for a little while, or?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Well, certainly where you, like, you know, gain a certain amount of energy to go back out and give it your all when you do that. I consider that a very accurate way to describe my personality.
Recharge the battery a little
bit.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, how about another song?
Certainly. Well, you mentioned the Suffering Stage. I think we'll actually do that song. We'll try to bring it up after that, but one more... More off the latest album. We don't do this one. We're not going to do it out there either, so we're going to try to do some of the ones that we're not going to do in there, we're going to do in here tonight. So more down low sort of things. So this is a song called The Suffering Stage. That's a mixture of the ideas of life as a stage, as a cliche, and also the Buddhist idea that life is suffering. So we both have these ideas of what the essence of life is, and I kind of threw them together. And it's just about being good to each other. On the suffering stage, oh, it's a lonely place. The scene's this beat up, shut down world, and every soul's the main. Every seat in the house is a vacant space, but she's a whirlwind backstage in your aching brain.
So in silence rage on the suffering stage. On the suffering stage, all the leads, they take their place. Pain like a spotlight shines and blinds in and frames your cage. The front doors are locked, the whole house is dark, and there's always plenty of space to park, and the marquee lights display just reads, look the other way, from the suffering stage. All you needed was a hand to hold and an ear just to hear you cry. Oh, but everywhere you turned, everybody's busy learning their own damn lie. Like a man ain't nothing more than a penny in the tray. Take one and leave one, boy. Don't you know another will take its place among the fray? Who've all come of age? Suffering stage. Awesome folks make their own plates, shape their own feet. Oh, hell, it worked out great. While other folks under the yoke of a bad hand slaving their final page. Some men with full pockets will sit around and comfortably gauge how there's nothing white less flattering than a poor man's rage. While desperate cries rising from a human stockade, just some cold shoulder cries that stamp a suit and rage on the face of a nation now covered in flies. And a rooster and little children die with no one left to blame. No hell, not even in the sky. But one threat is grace. They could just as well be you or I right there in that helpless place. Ah, but you just turn your face and say plain as day, what a shame. Ah, but better than I. And a rooster crows and a gambler lies and innocence suffers and little children die upon the right there on stage, with little or no outrage. For death is the wage, they say, here on the suffering stage. Oh, the lights are off now, but the dreams and the pain, they still remain. Seeking one moment's triumph in 10,000 foolish and fruitless ways. As if one grape were somehow found to be worth a field, with naked barren branches all withered without yield. And in that solitary taste, hope to smile and pass away, lest your heart falls prey and gets one more chance to say. One more day, won't you give me this one more day, Lord, here on the suffering stage. Won't you give me one more day? Oh, won't you give me this one more day, Lord, here on the suffering stage.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now, I heard the optimism creeping through there. Just one more day.
At the end, it's the life affirming after all of that right there.
Well, it was a nice way to wrap that up. That was good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, obviously, you were a member of 357 String Band, a well-known band in the Milwaukee area and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so what was that like going from sort of equal member of the band to headlining the act or performing as a solo? Was that a big shift for you? Or?
There was a down period right there. I was just doing these songs just to record them and wondering how much I was really going to end up going back out. Jake, the old mandolin player from 357, took me on a tour opening up for his band. Mm. Probably about maybe a year and a half or maybe almost 2 years after 357 completely broke up. And on that tour, I was probably about a 9-10 day tour down to Texas, Louisiana, and places I hadn't been in a while, and kind of getting that feeling again of just being like, oh man, you know, I didn't think I missed it, but now I'm out here and I totally missed it. And I would say, Jake taking me out as an opener, just as a solo thing on that tour, kind of instigated getting back into it again. And from that time on, I just started booking tours all over again. And wanted to fill out the sound. You know, after 357 broke up, I was just ready to just do some solo stuff. But then after a while, it all just, you know, funnels back and you want to play with people again and have that collaborative effect and feel that again. And sure. So it was only a matter of time before I found these guys and made it happen all over again. Yeah.
So is that what you missed? Because you said, I realized I missed doing this. What is it that you missed when you were kind of in that down period?
Well, certainly being an introverted type of person where I'm just like missing a whole social aspect of my life. I started doing woodworking and kind of working a whole lot more, but also working by myself once again. And after a while, you're just like, well, it's been a while since I, you'll be at the wood shop and realize that you haven't opened your mouth all day, you know, and haven't said a word to someone. And at the end of the day, when my wife comes home and I realize these are the first words I said to someone all day, you know. So, but now, when I'm out on the road and you're talking to people all the time and they're happy, they're excited to see you, happy about what you're doing. And you miss that, feeling appreciated, feeling important, meaningful, and meeting people and. It's pretty much everything about it that's wonderful, except for maybe sleeping on the floor here and there.
A little couch surfing thrown in there. Good measure.
Got to do it.
Yeah. Well, speaking about excited about what you're doing, how about we have you do another song?
Certainly. We'll pick it up from there. We'll do a little gambling song for you. This one's called 1610. That's the surrender hand in blackjack. You got to try to cut your losses a little bit. So this is for those times in life where you got to cut your losses.
Thank you. None of the things I've said, and I never surrender. But honey, that was then. Now I'm old 16, you're showing 10. At a betting table with a wedding band, knowing to strike, boy, knowing to stand, we'll land a busted, broken man. 'Cause I see the world in black and red, and I dare to double, done all the things I've said, and I never surrender. But honey, that was then. Now I'm only 16, you're showing 10.
I'm really glad you played that song. That is one of my favorite songs off that album.
Cool. Thank you much.
That was good. So you had talked about getting back on the road and kind of getting back into this a few years back. Now you guys are busy. I mean, you just came off. You got a busy June. I just looked at your calendar, and among the places you're going in June is a Bluegrass Festival in the Netherlands?
Yeah, Rotterdam Bluegrass Festival, yeah.
Wow. Have you guys been over there before?
We were just over in Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany back in October. And it's a booking agent that helped 357 out back in the day, and they just said, whenever you get started on your own, just get a hold of us, and I did, and I took them up on it. So I did a solo thing over there, and then we just did this one as a band. And now they we're on their radar, apparently, to keep bringing us back, so it feels good. Yeah,
Do you like life on the road? I mean, it's sort of a classic thing is to write all the life is so hard on the road kind of song, but do you guys like being on the road? I mean,
oh, certainly, yeah. I enjoy it. And it is hard, certainly is hard. It's the things that certainly inspire songs at the same time,
sure.
Though, because it's when emotions are highest, whether it's loneliness or the ecstasy that comes with playing, or, you know, both spectrums are sort of heightened at all points when you're out there doing it, certainly.
So you mentioned writing songs when you're on the road. I mean, what is your process for writing a song? I mean, what do you draw on? How do you sort of put that together?
I guess it kind of depends on whether I'm writing a fast or a slow one, but usually the slow ones start out with all lyrics, lyric-based, and most likely just reading and writing things down over time and slowly having all these things, your own writings at your disposal, and just having a hook. Hopefully it's somewhere in there is a bunch of hooks. You always have to start out with this one essential seed, which is the one thing that all this song hovers around, and it makes it worthwhile. So that hook has to be there. But the slow ones, yeah, usually it's after building up and reading, and so it's a lot of not just like expecting it to come out of you, but absorbing first, a lot of
sure.
absorbing, like 95% absorbing and then 5% writing.
Well, you talked about a hook. When I saw the title to 1610, I thought, I wonder what that's about. And then when I read the line, I thought, oh, that's a great hook. I don't know if that's where you started with
that
song, but
yes, yeah. Well, I didn't have to read about gambling. I like gambling, so I keep that in check a little bit. But,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we got time for one more song, you guys.
Do we really? To... Okay.
All right.
We'll quick do the first track off the new album. Also, all the new ones for you here. So this one's called Playground Battlefield.
Down this your battlefield, that's your own hometown in a battlefield. Well, ain't it all just a game? A few lost and a few gained. Well, dollars, lives, well, it's all the same when you're so far off the ground. While back here down on the earth, hands ache and feet hurt. One takes the pain and one takes the perks, and there's the double down. Well, fall on your knees, kick up your heels. Sparks fly from the spinning wheel, either home to the light or to darkness here. When your old playground turns a battlefield, your old playground turns a battlefield.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. So
thank you so much.
You're on the web, right? At?
At josephhubermusic.com.
All right, great. And thanks as always to our WPR engineers, Steve Gotcher, Tom Blaine, and Sheila Shigley for making us all sound good tonight. And thanks to all of you for being here. Let's give it up one more time for Joseph Huber.
Thank you much. Thank you, Dan.